Amateur Radio Newsline, report number 2459, with a release date of Friday, December 13th, 2024, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. The ISS deploys a ham radio satellite made of wood. The Geminids are here, so prepare to work some meteor scatter. And there are dozens of hams in town at an ARRL model school in New York City. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2459 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, reporting from Union, Kentucky, here's Neil Rapp, WB9VPG.
Our top story takes us to Japan, where officials at JAXA, the Japanese Space Agency, cheered on December 9th as they watched the International Space Station's deployment of LignoSat, an amateur radio CubeSat made largely of wood. The satellite, which arrived at the ISS a month ago, has been a high-profile experiment in avoiding space junk by using biodegradable components, in this case, magnolia wood. The long-awaited joint launch by NASA and JAXA makes yet another satellite available for amateur radio. The satellite has a CW beacon on 435.82 MHz, plus or minus Doppler. To view the launch, visit the YouTube link for the JAXA channel in the text version of this week's newscast at arnewsline.org. The meteors are putting on a show at the moment and maybe even giving a little boost to your last chances of DX via meteor scatter for this year. Here's the update from Kent Peterson, KC0DGY.
The final major meteor shower of the year, the Geminids, hits its peak on the 14th and 15th of December, but will remain active until December 24th, Christmas Eve. It's a prolific shower that could be obscured by the full moon in some regions during the key peak moments. But radio offers some solace. If you can't see the showers, you can tune them in on FM radio, according to FM DXer Nick Langdon, writing on the RadioWorld.com website. Nick writes that a sensitive FM radio, tuned to an open frequency, might be able to receive a somewhat rewarding message from high above as a series of audible bursts known as pings. He also recommends a directional Yagi FM band antenna if you have one. Of course, those hams amongst us who enjoy meteor scatter will likely be tuning into radio too, namely 2 meters and 6 meters. They'll no doubt be chasing those ionized trails left behind in search of some memorable DX. This is Kent Peterson, KC0DGY.
Pipers will be piping, drummers will be drumming, ladies will be dancing, lords will be leaping. And hams around the United States will be calling QRZ starting at 0000 UTC on December 14th and ending Christmas Day. The sixth year of operation for the popular 12 Days of Christmas special event is getting underway on the HF bands. In addition to all those ladies, lords, and drummers, and a whole bunch of French hens, geese, swans, and turtle doves, you will also find 2 bonus stations, VC9XMAS1 and VC9XMAS2, joining the action this year from Canada. Everyone will be using either CW or sideband. There will be no QSL cards. Work all 12 stations, and Santa will let you download a certificate saying clean sweep after January 31st. If you also work either or both of the bonus stations, your certificate will say clean sweep plus. Best of all, even if you work only a handful of stations or just one, you can still download a certificate confirming your contact. Visit the QRZ.com page for K2RYD for more details and put this event on your holiday wish list. In the midst of a cold winter here in the United States, what audio could impart more warmth than the sound of AM? Here's Stephen Kinford, N8WB, with a suggestion on how to stay warm on the day after Christmas here in the U.S.
You'll receive a warm welcome when you check into the annual AM night of the Greater Cincinnati Amateur Radio Association on December 26th. Pre-net check-ins begin at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and then it continues well into the night. Set your rig to AM mode and tune to 1.936 MHz. A number of the check-ins are expected to be from ops who have converted some broadcast rigs, but you can also expect to hear military radios and some from the golden age of AM broadcast radio. Of course, if you have a contemporary rig and it offers you AM mode, join in. AM Night will also appear on Netlogger to help keep track of check-ins. This is Stephen Kinford, N8WB.
As we reported back in October, a Romanian teenager won a starring role at an international high-speed telegraphy world championship in Tunisia after setting a new world record for receiving call signs sent using Morse code. Now Yannis Kataru, Y08YNS, is one of the many stars in a new BBC radio documentary about the power Morse code has as a communications protocol. The documentary, Ready to Transmit, is hosted by Stephen Coates and was released on the 8th of December. In addition to visiting the recent championship, the 28-minute program highlights the role Morse played in helping a disabled woman communicate with her family and talks to a war veteran who still remembers her code skills after more than 80 years. Code is also seen as a source of joy, as the documentary quotes Yannis as saying it brought him unbelievable happiness upon receiving his hard-earned award. To hear the documentary, visit the link in the text version of this week's script at arnewsline.org. A leader, an advocate, and a creative influence on the team behind Amateur Radio on the International Space Station has become a silent key. We hear about him and his work from Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
It was not long ago that Gaston Bertels, ON4WF, received the title of Elder Statesman from the ARIS International team. The honour was bestowed as a tribute to his ideas, contributions and efforts that led to the creation of an effective team behind the Amateur Radio on the International Space Station programme. Sharing his expertise in licensing and third-party traffic, Gaston became a respected and well-recognized figure in Europe and elsewhere. He died from cancer on the 3rd of December. His long association with the pairing of human spaceflight and amateur radio had its roots in a space shuttle mission of 1992 that resulted in a student radio contact with Belgium's first astronaut, Dirk Frimou, ON1AFD. Many other developments and innovations ensued in his work over the years, which established his influence with the European Space Agency. Announcing his death, ARIS acknowledged the affable manner and enthusiasm he brought to his work. They said, "His personality radiated an inviting aura to all. He has been a friend, a leader, and an inspiration to all of us." End quote. Gaston Bertels was 97. This is Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
A proficient CW operator who was a fixture and an award winner in a variety of high-profile events in New Zealand has become a silent key. We learn more about him from Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
Gerard Van Antwerpen, ZL2GVA, was as an enthusiastic a CW operator and QRP'er as one could hope to find. He used his talents regularly on the NZNet, where he began his now familiar role as net control operator back in February of 2021. Over the years, he achieved prominence for sending code as a winner of the NZ Sprints, NZ Straight Key Night, the Sangster Shield, and the Memorial Contest. Gerard became a silent key on the 19th of November, 2 years after being diagnosed with prostate cancer. Gerard's amateur radio life began in the Dutch province of Zeeland, where he was born. He received the call sign PE1ONB in 1992, and after passing the qualifying exam for CW at 12 words per minute, gained privileges on HF with the call sign PA3GMJ. After relocating to New Zealand in 1997, he would often be found in his spare time building Morse paddles in his workplace, Kudin Limited, where he was a quality assurance and design manager. An active member of the New Zealand Amateur Radio Transmitter Society, he was a committee member of Branch 22 and a steadfast operator there for field day. When the time came to install a reverse beacon network receiver at the club, he served as coordinator for the project. On November 5 of this year, just a few days before he died, he participated in the NZNet for the final time. Gerard was 59. This is Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including multimode retransmissions on the ANZEL automated news broadcast system in Australia and New Zealand on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. Australia Eastern Standard Time. Graduation day came early for a group of students at Staten Island Technical High School, an ARRL education model school that grew out of the league's Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology. 159 students took and passed their FCC licensing exams, 18 of them upgrading to General and Amateur Extra. The program is overseen at the school by teacher Everton Enriquez, KD2ZZT, who attended the Teachers Institute in 2023. The students received congratulations from the league's education and learning manager, Steve Goodgame, K5ATA, and ARRL Hudson Division Director Ed Wilson, N2XDD. The New York City Model School was featured in a story on Amateur Radio Newsline this past February. Amateur Radio takes pride in its accessibility to radio operators with disabilities. This month, a number of member societies in Region 1 of the International Amateur Radio Union are celebrating the open door that Ham Radio presents to the disabled community by calling QRZ with special event call signs.
Special event stations in Croatia and Switzerland are honoring the resolution passed in 1992 by the United Nations General Assembly, proclaiming the 3rd of December to be the International Day of Disabled Persons. This is a day devoted to awareness of what those with disabilities face around the world on the political, economic, cultural, and social front. The Croatian stations are on the air until the end of the year, activating call signs 9A24PDRA, 9A24PD, and 9A24D. In Switzerland, hams have been using the call sign HB9IPDA. IARU Region 1 itself recognizes its responsibilities as well through its information program for disabled radio amateurs. That program circulates useful information connecting disabled hams and would-be hams with resources to promote greater access and enjoyment of amateur radio. Riri OD5RI, the coordinator of the program for IARU Region 1, encourages participation, stating on the organization's webpage, quote, "Let's work together to ensure that amateur radio continues to be a hobby and a service that welcomes all, regardless of physical challenges," end quote. This is Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
The world turns its attention to Kolkata as HamFest India 24 opens its doors to hundreds from the international amateur radio community. We have more details from Jason Daniels, VK2LAW.
Delegates representing the amateur radio community from Nepal, Oman, Germany, Dubai, and the US, and 16 more states from around India will converge on Kolkata on the 14th and 15th of December for HamFest India 24. The National Amateur Radio Convention will take place at the Sister Nivedita University and will be hosted by Oscar India. Oscar India is an organisation with an educational mission, and its name stands for Open Source Classes for Amateur Radio. Participants are expected to include representatives from the Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority, the National Disaster Response Force, the India Meteorological Department, and the National Disaster Management Authority. Last year's event, which reported an attendance of more than 1,000 hams from around the globe, was held in the state of Gujarat. The HamFest showcases technical advancements in ham radio and provides opportunities for networking and mentorship. Organisers are particularly pleased to have the HamFest return to the state of Bengal this year. It was home to the nation's first licensed radio amateur, Amarendra Chandragupta, to Juliet Kilo in 1921. This is Jason Daniels, VK2LAW.
In the world of DX, listen for Hans OE1SGU/OE3SGU using the call sign DU1OE from Luzon Island, IOTA number OC042, in the Philippines until the 27th of December. Listen for him on 40 through 6 meters using all modes. See QRZ.com for QSL details. Joe OZ0J will be using the call sign TO0J from French Guiana from the 20th through the 31st of December. He will operate FT8, CW, and sideband on 80 through 6 meters. See QRZ.com for QSL information. Reiner DL2AAZ will be on the air as 8Q7RL from the Maldives, IOTA number AS013, through the 17th of December, using sideband and FT8 on 40 through 10 meters. Also listen for David HB9ILL, operating at 8Q7IL through the 18th of December. He is running 10 watts on 40, 20, and 10 meters sideband. QSL details for both ops are on QRZ.com. Polish amateurs have activations planned to celebrate Christmas and the New Year. Listen for HF0CLAUS and SP0CLAUS on the air now through January 6th. See QRZ.com for QSL details. We end this week's report with a special message from someone we only hear from at this time of year. This may be radio, but it doesn't mean that this fellow isn't watching each and every one of us closely anyway to see if we've been naughty or nice. In fact, here he is to tell us what his plans are for Christmas Eve. Here's a hint. It includes radio.
Oh, hello again, boys and girls. It's time again for the Santa Watch Net. Oh, that's right. Old Santa, I'll be making my rounds, and for the 14th year in a row, my little helpers at the Dew Drop In will be keeping their highly caffeinated eyes peeled on the radar. Oh, join us on the Santa Watch Net, starting at 1800 hours Eastern Time. Oh, and as always, my not-so-little elf Dave in 3NTV will be keeping track of old Santa's location, or as we say, QTH. And you know I still have that radio in my sleigh, and I just love chatting with the good children all over the world. A couple of bad ones sneak in too every now and then. You hear me, Dave? Ho, 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 ho. Hey, be listening for N1S. That's number one Santa. Ho, ho, ho. So gather up the little ones and get them checked in, because third-party traffic is always on the nice list. Once again, it's the Santa Watch Net. Christmas Eve, 1800 hours Eastern on the Dew Drop-In Echolink conference server. That's node number 355-800. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas and 73 from me, number one Santa, and all my little helpers at the Dew Drop-In. Ho, 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 ho.
What? You haven't sent in your amateur radio haiku yet for Newsline's Haiku Challenge? Go QRT for just a few minutes and set your thoughts down using traditional haiku format, a three-line verse with five syllables in the first line, seven in the second, and five in the third. Share your ham radio experience poetically, and then submit your work on our website at arnewsline.org. With thanks to Amateur Radio Daily, AMSAT News Service, BBC, David BR, K7DB, Ed Wilson, N2XDD, the FCC, 425DX News, IARU Region 1, JAXA, NZNet, QRZ Forums, Radio World, Shortwave Radio.de, Space.com, Telegraph India, YouTube, and you, our listeners. That's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. We remind our listeners that Amateur Radio Newsline is an all-volunteer, non-profit organization that incurs expenses for its continued operation. If you wish to support us, please visit our website at arnewsline.org and know that we appreciate you all. We also remind our listeners that if you like our newscast, please leave us a 5-star rating wherever you subscribe to us. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Neil Rapp, WB9VPG in Union, Kentucky, saying 7-3. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2024. All rights reserved.